Do you ever hear mush?
Mush? Yes, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. Tell you the truth, I have never seen mush.
What about something, a French thing people would make? Do you ever hear kush?
Couscous. Couscous.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is.
How do you make that?
It's similar to a bread. And you add, let's see, sometimes you add crackers to them or something to make them. It's about the only difference, actually. And it's usually drier, a little drier.
Than just regular bread?
Corn.
Do you ever hear of something called a corn dodger?
No, I'm afraid not. I've heard the word, but it's not something, I don't know where I heard it.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a local term at all, whatever it is.
And something to make up a batter and fry three or four of these.
Pancake?
Okay. Any other name for pancakes?
You might call them flapjacks.
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you'd go over to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And you'd say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So somebody has
to clean it up.
Somebody has what that glass?
Broke the glass.
Okay. And you'd say, but I didn't mean to
break it.
And you say, I was thirsty and I, what, two glasses of water?
I drank two glasses of water.
And you'd ask me, how much have you?
Have you drank?
And you'd say, we certainly do.
Drink a lot.
And the inside part of the egg is called a
yolk.
What color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Boiled. Boiled.
Okay. And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shell,
you fry them.
Huh?
You fry them.
Or into hot water. You call them
poached.
Okay. And you say, this morning at 7 o'clock I what breakfast?
I ate breakfast.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten breakfast.
Do you ever hear people say et?
Et, yeah.
Did you ever say that yourself, do you think?
No, I don't believe I've ever used that term, et. Oh, I might have, but I really don't remember ever using it.
Uh-huh. And the kind of meat that, what different parts of meat from a hog do people eat?
What different pieces?
Well, tell me, your wife mentioned something about y'all's killing a hog.
Well, you eat the just about the whole hog. You eat the hands and the
uh-huh.
front quarters, ribs, backbone, the head.
Do y'all still kill hogs yourself?
Occasionally.
We're back. In your building.
Alright, good.
Tell me about how you do that.
Well, we started off, we killed one last week. And I let him out. You either shoot him or you hit him with something over the head to stun him. And you have to bleed him to get the blood out of him. And you scald him in hot water so the hair will come off. You scrape the hair off with a knife. And once you get it clean that way, you gut it. And once he's gutted, well, you just cut up your meat according to what you want to do with it. We ground some of it up for meatballs or stuffing or dressing. The rest of it, we make cracklings with some.
Mm-hmm. Your wife mentioned some name you had for inviting a lot of people over to
the boucherie. We call that a boucherie when we kill in a hog.
How many people?
Or it could be cattle or so, but usually it's mostly hogs.
You just invite neighbors or relatives over?
Usually you have somebody when this was very popular, this was